Welcome back to Condor Currents, where we dive deep into the latest computer architecture research and RISC-V innovation. I'm your host, Skylar, and today we're exploring some fascinating developments in the world of silicon and software. This episode is brought to you by Condor Computing, high-performance RISC-V processor IP from Andes Technology, the world's leading RISC-V processor IP provider with 30% market share and over 12 billion SoCSS shipped. Learn more at condorcomputing.com. Today, we're examining two compelling papers from Archive, one diving into deep learning approaches for GPU performance analysis, and another proposing a unified matrix extension architecture for modern CPUs. Plus, we'll catch up on some exciting RISC-V industry developments. Let's soar right in. Our first paper comes from Archive, and it's called Deep Gap, Deep Learning Evaluation of Execution Parallelism in GPU Architectural Performance by Kathayaravan Palaniappan. Now, this research tackles a really interesting challenge in the data center world. We're seeing this massive shift toward low-power, single-slot inference accelerators because data centers are constantly balancing three critical factors: performance, energy efficiency, and rack density. It's like trying to pack the most computing power into the smallest possible space while keeping your electricity bill reasonable. The paper focuses specifically on NVIDIA's T4 and L4 GPUs, which have become workhorses in the inference world. The T4 has been incredibly popular due to its strong performance per watt ratio and mature software ecosystem. Basically, it hits that sweet spot where you get good bang for your buck and everything just works. The newer L4 brings improvements across the board: better tensor core throughput, larger cache capacity, increased memory bandwidth, and enhanced parallel execution capabilities. But here's where it gets interesting from an architectural perspective. While we know the L4 is better on paper, there's been limited empirical evidence showing how these improvements translate to real-world inference performance. It's like having the specs for two engines, but not knowing which one actually gets you to your destination faster. This is where Deep Gap comes in. It's using deep learning techniques to evaluate execution parallelism and predict architectural performance. What makes this approach novel is that it's applying machine learning to understand machine learning hardware performance. There's a beautiful recursion there that I find fascinating. The research is trying to bridge the gap between theoretical architectural improvements and practical deployment scenarios. This matters enormously for data center operators who need to make informed decisions about hardware upgrades and deployment strategies. When you're dealing with thousands of GPUs across multiple data centers, even small performance gains can translate to millions of dollars in operational efficiency. The broader implications here extend beyond just GPU performance evaluation. This kind of deep learning approach to architectural analysis could revolutionize how we design and optimize processors. Instead of relying solely on traditional benchmarking and simulation, we could use learned models to predict performance across different workloads and configurations. It's particularly relevant as we see more specialized accelerators entering the market, including RISC-V-based AI accelerators, where understanding real-world performance characteristics is crucial for adoption. Moving on to our second paper, QTEF2, Unified and Configurable Matrix Extension for Diverse CPU Architectures with Minimal Design Overhead by Jinpeng Ye, Chengxi Wang, Wenqing Li, and colleagues. This paper addresses one of the hottest topics in modern CPU design: matrix extensions for AI workloads. We're living in an era where every processor needs to handle matrix operations efficiently, but the current approaches are creating some serious design headaches. The problem they're solving is really elegant when you think about it. Existing matrix extensions are typically tightly coupled with the CPU pipeline, which makes them incredibly difficult to port across different processor architectures. It's like building a custom engine that only fits one specific car model. Every time you want to use it in a different vehicle, you need to redesign half the car. This tight coupling also leads to fine-grained synchronous instructions that make it challenging to develop high-performance kernels. QTEF2 takes a fundamentally different approach by decoupling matrix units from the CPU pipeline. Think of it like creating a standardized interface between the engine and the car. Suddenly, you can drop the same engine into different chassis with minimal modifications. This decoupling strategy is brilliant because it addresses both the hardware integration challenges and the software development overhead simultaneously. The unified and configurable architecture they're proposing is particularly compelling for the RISC-V ecosystem. RISC-V's modular nature and open standard approach make it an ideal platform for this kind of flexible matrix extension. You could imagine different RISC-V implementations incorporating QTEF too, with varying configurations optimized for their specific use cases, from edge AI devices all the way up to high-performance computing clusters. What really excites me about this research is how it tackles the practical engineering challenges that often get overlooked in academic papers. They're not just proposing a theoretical improvement, they're addressing real pain points that hardware designers face when trying to integrate matrix acceleration into diverse CPU architectures. The minimal design overhead aspect is crucial because in the real world, complexity equals cost and cost equals adoption barriers. This work could accelerate the deployment of AI-capable processors across a much broader range of applications. When you reduce the integration overhead and make the matrix extensions more portable, suddenly it becomes feasible to add AI acceleration to processors that might not have justified the engineering investment under the old model. It's democratizing AI acceleration in a way that could reshape the entire processor landscape. Now let's shift gears to some industry news that's been making waves. First up, there's been interesting speculation around Codasip's risky activities and potential connections to GlobalFoundries' processor ambitions. While the details are still emerging, this represents a fascinating development in the RISC-V ecosystem. Codasip has been a significant player in RISC-V processor development, and any strategic moves involving them could signal broader industry consolidation. The potential GlobalFoundries connection is particularly intriguing because it suggests foundries are looking beyond just manufacturing to become more involved in processor design and intellectual property. This could represent a fundamental shift in how the semiconductor industry operates. Instead of pure foundry services, we might see more integrated approaches where manufacturing capabilities are combined with design expertise. For the RISC-V community, this kind of industry movement is generally positive. It indicates that major players see real value in the RISC-V ecosystem and are willing to make significant investments. Whether this leads to more competitive RISC-V offerings or new innovation in processor design, it's exciting to see the ecosystem maturing and attracting serious commercial interest. Speaking of RISC-V education, we are also seeing increased focus on RISC-V instruction set architecture training and resources. Organizations like Astute Group are developing comprehensive educational materials to help engineers understand and work with RISC-V architectures. This educational infrastructure is absolutely critical for RISC-V adoption because you need a skilled workforce to design, implement, and optimize RISC-V systems. The availability of quality educational resources addresses one of the key challenges in any new architecture adoption: the learning curve. When engineers can easily access well-structured training materials, it dramatically reduces the barrier to entry for companies considering RISC-V implementations. This is particularly important as RISC-V moves from experimental projects to production deployments across various industries. Finally, there's been some fascinating development around CatchMine, a tool that turns chip tuning into a conversational interface for exposing cache failures and improving processor performance. This represents an interesting trend toward more intuitive and accessible performance optimization tools. Cache behavior is notoriously difficult to understand and optimize, so having tools that can make this process more approachable could be game-changing for processor designers. The conversational interface approach is particularly clever because cache optimization often requires iterative experimentation and hypothesis testing. By making the process more interactive and intuitive, engineers can more quickly identify performance bottlenecks and test potential solutions. This could accelerate the processor design cycle and lead to better optimized silicon across the industry. That wraps up another episode of Condor Currents. We've explored some cutting-edge research in GPU performance evaluation and matrix extensions, plus caught up on the latest RISC-V industry developments. Condor Currents, brought to you by Condor Computing, part of Andes Technologies' RISC-V processor IP portfolio. Don't forget to subscribe for your daily dose of computer architecture insights, and join us tomorrow as we dive into more fascinating research from the world of silicon innovation. Until then, keep those pipelines flowing!